This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban has confirmed that it held direct talks with the United States and Qatar this week on finding a negotiated end to the 17-year war in Afghanistan. A Taliban official says the meetings were to lay the groundwork for future contacts in the meetings between the Taliban and the U.S. The meeting in Doha came as the Afghan government is considering another unilateral ceasefire with the insurgents during the upcoming festival in August to encourage the Taliban to come to the table for peace talks. The U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace in about 4 years in the months of April, May, and June. President Trump said his tax cuts and trade policies helped create the growth and would continue to help to expand the nation's economy. Meantime, the continuing technology slide weighed heavily on U.S. stocks. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The continued slide in technology stocks dragged markets lower Friday. Twitter plunged 20.5% on the news that monthly users declined in the second quarter. That followed Facebook's 19% decline on Thursday. Despite gains in banks, phone companies, and makers of consumer products, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, and the NASDAQ all fell to end the week's trading. The Dow lost 76 points to 25,451. The S&P 500 fell 18 points, and the NASDAQ lost 114 points. I'm Mike Rossia.
A U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says that the equipment has landed at a base in Turkey to prepare Turkish troops for joint patrols with U.S. forces in northern Syria, upholding U.S. commitments to its NATO ally, Turkey. Mattis said the training should start in a few weeks. It is unclear when U.S. and Turkish forces would start conducting the joint patrols in Syria. This is VOA News. The United Nations says nearly 200,000 people displaced by 5 weeks of fighting in southern Syria are in need of humanitarian assistance, but access to them is severely limited. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
An assault by Syrian government forces and the Russian allies has succeeded in dislodging rebels from most of the territory they controlled in southwest Syria. 5 weeks of airstrikes and barrel bombings have caused more than 182,000 people in the governorates of Dara, Kunetra, and Sweda to flee their homes. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says people are living in dire circumstances and urgently need life-saving assistance. While concern for their well-being is rising, the situation of some 55,000 civilians trapped in a stretch of land near the Golan area is becoming increasingly alarming. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal judge in the U.S. state of California says she will appoint an independent monitor to look into conditions for immigrant children at U.S. border facilities following reports of poor conditions. Meantime, the U.S. Justice Department said in a court filing more than 1,400 children have been reunited with families so far. 700 children are still in government custody. Under U.S. President Trump's zero-tolerance policy, families who illegally crossed into the U.S. from Mexico were automatically detained. Children were placed in government care facilities. Since then, Mr. Trump signed an executive order rescinding the family separations after a nationwide outcry. U.S. Korean War veterans remembering the armistice in 1953 had two reasons to celebrate. After the news, North Korea released some U.S. soldiers' remains. AP Sagar Magani reports from U.S. military headquarters.
Present arms.
In suburban Cincinnati, scores of veterans marked the 65th anniversary of the war ending and celebrated the return of remains.
I think it's the greatest thing ever happened.
91-year-old William Becker's thoughts echoed by Robert Jacobs, an 89-year-old fellow Navy vet.
I think it's marvelous. It's a marvelous thing.
About 7,700 Americans are listed as missing from the Korean War. 86-year-old Air Force veteran Paul Coyne figures all the remains won't come home. Those that do should get their just rewards.
A military burial and whatever awards they are due, they should receive, and their family has closure.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.